Our story today is called The Man in the Street by Susan Contino. My husband and I were on a small vacation. He had some business to do while we were there, and I thought I'd take a little walk, get some fresh air, and take in the sights. It was summer, and the sun was shining, and the warm temp was hot on the skin. While walking down the street, I had to cross a little bridge. I started to cross and noticed about 20 feet ahead a man sitting in a wheelchair. Getting closer, I noticed that he was missing his right hand. His left hand was holding a cup, and he was begging for money. People were passing him by with their eyes looking downward so as not to make eye contact. I felt for this poor soul, and I stepped to the side to pull out a $5 bill to put in his little cup. I walked up to him and said hello. I could tell he'd not had a bath in quite a while. His hair was tangled and unwashed, and his clothes were in the same condition. His sunburned, wrinkled face looked up at me and said hello. Many of his teeth were also missing. I put the money in his cup and said, "God bless you." As I started to walk away, though, he held up his arms and wanted to give me a hug. I paused for a moment, not knowing what to do. Then I thought, this man probably never has human touch and just longed for some compassion. I bent down into his arms and gave him a hug. It wasn't easy for me at the time. Then the sweet man looked up at me and told me that I was an angel. I smiled at him and walked away. I had tears in my eyes because maybe he thought he saw an angel, but I had just hugged Jesus. Hebrews 13:2, "Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.